علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. Once again, we are focusing on the 16th sermon of Nahjul Balagha, whereby Imam Ali alayhi salam, after mentioning his strategy, talks about a very important issue, and that is the issue of truth and falsehood, because it is very important for human beings to be able to have that capacity to recognize the truth and the falsehood, so that they can follow the truth and stay away from what is wrong and what is false. And this is obvious, basically. But one of the things that really helps a human being in this direction is to be aware of of the sunnah of Allah, of those general repetitive principles, those that repeat in the history. As you know, history is like a repeating clip. You know how some clips, video clips or audio clips, they repeat. You click the repeat button and it keeps on repeating. History is like that. It repeats itself. Why does it repeat itself? It's because there are principles that govern it. And when those issues occur that would lead to a certain event to happen, again, that event repeats itself.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We are discussing about the topic of truth and falsehood, and the importance of recognizing the truth and falsehood. And one of the things that will really help us is to analyze history properly and to see how it can help us in understanding the world of today and the challenges that we are facing. And Imam Ali alayhi salam is stressing in this sermon about the reality, about the truth. Now, as you know, that after Uthman was killed by some people, the Ummah chose Imam Ali alayhi salam as the caliph. Of course, he deserved the caliphate without even people choosing him, and he deserved the very first caliphate. He was the one who was given that special position by Imam Ali alayhi, by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. But of course, you know what happens in history, and therefore that we leave it to another discussion. But when Imam Ali alayhi salam comes to power, there are different, you know, historians who have different opinions, and they say that the reason why the people chose Imam Ali alayhi salam is that they were tired of the obstruction and the, you can say, and the constriction that they were facing at the time of Uthman. And because there was some level of this mismanagement and lack of control and you can say favorism and a lot of constriction in that time, people were forced to take the direction, or rather they decided to take the direction of choosing Imam Ali alayhi salam, of justice, of having a good leader like Imam Ali alayhi salam. But is this the only factor that led the people to take this path of choosing Imam Ali alayhi salam? Is it just because they felt the pain that they decided to take the path of truth? Isn't it the fact that in different parts of the world, people suffer pain, people suffer oppression, people suffer from difficulties? But do they always, because of that, choose the right direction? Or is there something more important in choosing the right path after recognizing the pain that a person is facing? Inshallah, we'll discuss about this in the coming segment.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. Some of the historians are of this opinion that because people were under pressure at the time of Uthman, they decided to follow and take and accept Imam Ali alayhi salam as their leader after him. But we say that just feeling a certain difficulty or a certain constriction or pain is not enough for you to take the right direction. Sometimes people feel the pain, but they are not able to choose the right path after that. You can see so many examples in history. People were under pressure, under oppression, and they suffered, and they felt the suffering. But as a result of that suffering, they did not choose the right path. They might have made a revolution, but they ended up following the wrong path, a path of falsehood. For example, communism, socialism, and all of these different isms that exist in the world were actually the results of a certain pressure that a community faced. The working class were tired, let's say, of a certain way of ruling, and therefore they decided to uprise. But which path did they take after that? Was it the path of truth? Was that the path that was really something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted? We see many times these revolutions, these changes in the society were not in the right direction. So the problem is that the pain, first of all, is not recognized properly. The second thing is, even if the pain is recognized properly, there should be another factor that makes you take the path of truth. And that is the important determining issue. Recognizing the pain, the actual problem, and number two, to find the right solution, the right direction. So apart from that feeling of pressure, difficulty, constriction, there has to be an awareness of what is the right thing, the truth, and the right direction. And that is when a society will be able to come out of the clutches of difficulties that they are facing. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
وبالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو وفي المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه.